The unrepentant horses are the ones who won't give in. They'd likely be in prison had they been conceived of men. Their background doesn't matter. Be they started foul or fair, the men who have to ride them now don't have the time to care. It takes a special puncher just to walk inside the gate with these equine zealot rebels who are filled with scorn or hate. For while he didn't do a thing to make the horse this way, he has to try and find the key to make the horse obey. So thus begins the battle. And it's often all-out war. Each tries to best the other one, with neither keeping score. There's lots of ways of dealing with these horses who won't mind. Sometimes you need a foot rope or a jacket for a blind. There's lots of tricks, and there'll be more as long as horsemen strive to train the unrepentant ones while trying to stay alive. Pollyannish critics say the harsh ways make no sense. But those who live protected just don't savvy self-defense. They like to say we're brutal, that no chance the horse has had, but never will they e'er admit some horses are just bad. That some don't want to get along. They live to be embattled, fighting from the moment caught until they're last unsaddled. But sometimes, good or lucky, horse and man will strike a deal where they can work together until each attains a feel for what the other's thinking, while respect is shown to rights they have to give each other so's to stay away from fights. While God gave man dominion over the creatures of the earth, these horses don't believe him, and they haven't since their birth. They're unrepentant pagans without kindness or regret. They won't accept your carrots, and they'll never be your pet. But they'll show you what you're made of, and they'll sure teach you respect. They'll hurt you if you falter with some trick you don't expect. They've sent a lot of would-bes back to town and back to farm who didn't like the pressure of the constant fear of harm. But there's redemption in the trials that they put us cowboys through. They hold a soft spot in the hearts of guys like me and you. The good they've done outweighs the bad from being just damn hateful. They took a boy and made a man. For that, I'll e'er be grateful. Great poem, Larry.